You're listening to SBS News.
The Australian National Anthem is a symbol of Australia. It is sung in schools, before special events or ceremonies, and it is customary to stand for it. Traditionally, only the first verses of the Australian National Anthem are used, but both verses can be used. Today, one phrase in the first verse came into focus. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says it's time the words young and free were replaced with we are one and free to accurately reflect history.
And it really hurts me, and I guess when you've been through a difficult year like we have, unity is so important. Recognising all of our key parts of our society is critical.
The Federal Indigenous Affairs Minister Ken Wyatt supports the word change notion.
Her idea is a great one, and it takes away that other construct that I know has troubled us for some time. And Gladys, what I like about Gladys is that she is committed to making a real difference.
Not everyone agrees, including Nationals Party Senator Matt Canavan.
Because I think it unfairly seeks to tarnish our ancestors. I mean, our country, our nation's not just about the people that live today. It's also recognising that we benefit from the sacrifices and efforts of others in the past.
Shadow Indigenous Affairs Minister Linda Burney says the change isn't erasing any part of history, but it represents inclusion of all who came before.
I would urge the Prime Minister to be actively discussing this and actively having a national discussion about it.
It wouldn't be the first time lyrics of the national anthem have changed. In 1984, then Prime Minister Bob Hawke changed "Australian sons, let us rejoice" to "Australians all, let us rejoice." The anthem's scribe was a Scottish migrant who arrived in 1855. Peter Dodds McCormick originally wrote four verses in the 1880s. But Advance Australia Fair wasn't formally acknowledged as the national anthem until 1974 and was trimmed down to two verses. 2 years later, it was substituted for the British anthem, God Save the Queen. It then staved off Waltzing Matilda in a national referendum in 1977. Advance Australia Fair eventually became the official national anthem in 1984. Camille Bianchi, SBS News.